Chapter 8. Framing the House. Warning. If you want your life to stay the same, skip these next few chapters. Though building projects have never been my specialty, I know enough about construction to understand that a building must be properly framed, and that its frame indicates its final shape. Even in the early stages of construction, a building's framework provides a glimpse of the final product. With a little imagination, we can see what the house will look like. Well, the color of the shutters, choice of the flooring, paint selection, and decor of the kitchen may remain a mystery, we have a general idea of how the house will appear when completed. Let's keep this image in mind as we allow God to build our house, our lives. So, how does he do it? Consider these words in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Hebrews 11:3, NKJV. Get this. The worlds were framed by God's word, by that which is invisible. The entire chapter of Hebrews 11 goes on to speak of men and women whose lives were framed by faith, raw, invisible faith, which led them to obey God's word. Abel didn't just offer a better sacrifice by chance. God's word said blood was required, and Abel obeyed. Noah didn't just build an ark for fun. God told him to do so, and Noah obeyed. Abraham didn't wander as a pilgrim to collect souvenirs from every corner of the desert. God had told him to go to the land that I will show you, Genesis 12:1, and Abraham obeyed. Moses didn't head back to Egypt, where he was wanted for murder, to deliver a couple million Israelites, after shepherding sheep for 40 years, because it sounded like a promotion. He went because God spoke to him through a burning bush and told him to go. Moses obeyed. Hebrews 11 remembers them as men and women of faith for one reason. They believed the word of God and acted upon it. This is where things get as practical and specific as you are willing to make them. The journey of denying self is the journey of letting God's word frame every area of your life. Letting God's word frame your career, your investments, your spending, your relationships, your priorities, your political views, your service, your mission, your comfort, your attitudes, your eating habits, your words, your thoughts. Yes, this is about to get uncomfortable and intrusive. Are you ready?